What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
And
this is
Just Get Comics,
The Beat Corner by Kirk.
I'm Just BTV.
And this is your boy, Big Skit.
And this is
Just Get Comics.
What is up, everybody? This is a special podcast today. The first podcast we did on Sunday, that was for Captain America. Yeah, Sunday morning.
Captain America Civil War trailer. Well, it was Captain America Civil War movie.
And that was for Team Iron Man.
Yeah.
And today, we are going to do Team Captain America. Get a little excited, because I'm excited.
The best damn team that is out there. You know, if you were to ask me, personally, I would have to go with Team Captain America.
Me too.
And the real reason is because they are the fightingest team. Okay, yeah, I'm taking it back.
The fightingest team. What is this, like, one of the 1990s cartoons?
Right, they are the fightingest team. And the reason being is because all they got is a Jubilee Scarlet Witch with her fake ass red powers and stuff that don't really seem to do anything.
I mean, the trailer shows it taking down the Vision, and he's not a small guy.
Yeah, I know.
In any way.
But I mean, that's like an immobilizing spell that she did. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like her powers are really, like, I'm hoping that they really get to be shown like this movie.
But you know what, though? You know, the more I think about it, I feel like Captain America's team is at a real disadvantage. You know? Like a real disadvantage.
Which is why they're the fightiness.
Because just looking at this picture right now, we have a picture that we're looking at just to keep track of what we're talking about. And I'm just looking at everybody, and it's like, they're just human.
Right, that's the point.
They're just, you do have
right,
Ant-Man.
Hold on, we're talking about her. So let's just start off with...
Agent 13?
Romanoff. Scarlet Witch.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, starting off with Scarlet Witch on Team Cap.
Right.
Mutant, or weird, whatever they want to call her.
I think they're going to go with weird, because, you know, Marvel can't use mutants.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, but we know she's a mutant.
Yeah.
So, you've got Scarlet Witch, who is an Omega level mutant.
She really is.
If she can literally alter the fabric of reality.
Right. Okay.
She couldn't. Now, granted, what was it when Pietro died?
Mm-hmm.
There was this one part in Age of Ultron where she kind of lost a little bit and like took out all the Ultrons around her.
Right.
In that, like, little vicinity.
Yeah.
I really feel like it wasn't that much, though. It wasn't that many.
I really feel like...
Because the Hulk can take out that group with one hit.
The Hulk and Thor.
With one hit.
I really feel like when she did that, it was just an emotional thing. And it really wasn't Like, where you at?
Man, look, I'm hungry, okay?
Very, very unprofessional. Very unprofessional.
Well, you were talking.
I don't like it. Oh, it makes me feel all funny. But anyways, back to Scarlet Witch. I feel like that was like a maybe a small portion of her power. I don't like you looking at me directly in my eyes while you're eating that.
But you have such nice dreamy eyes, though.
I do.
Those bedroom eyes. You gotta watch out for those.
No, I literally just woke up like 30 minutes ago.
Went on break like 5 minutes ago to do this podcast with you guys.
Yeah, so we just want to show you we love you guys. We really love you guys. But anyways, we're going to keep it on Scarlet Witch for a second.
All right.
I really feel like, how
much more can you say about her character? Because we don't even know that much about her character.
I mean, we can go off.
They're like experiments.
I mean, we can kind of go off the comic book, but you know what? In the movie, they're probably not going to make her like that. Because in the comic book, she's kind of, in the cartoon, she's really overpowered.
Right?
She's really, really overpowered. And I really hope, and I kind of like you said, I really hope they go into it a little bit. Because even in the commercial, I don't know if you saw it yet, but from what you were telling me yesterday, I'm assuming you did. It's like a clip where Falcon, he's flying, he drops Captain America in, and he like kicks a guy and everything, and then they take him out, and then it's like, I got 4 left. And then Falcon comes, 3 left. And Scarlet Witch comes, 2 left, and then she takes out 2. And then Captain America's down on the street or whatever, and he's like, just like practice, she's like, okay. She grabs him, throws him up, throws him up from the building into the window.
Oh, Scarlet threw him with her powers.
Yeah, with her powers, yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Yeah. Hey, dude, you know that's a head nod, right?
To what?
To the fastball special.
From X-Men?
Yeah. That was a head nod to the fastball special, dog. Come on, you got Scarlet Witch taking freaking Captain America and throwing him up to the freaking next story of a window, wherever the hell he's going.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the fastball special. Come on, man. I guess that was like their little bit of like, we're working on it. We're getting it. We're trying to get this bridge for you guys. Just here's a little head nod for some mutant action for you, and then we're just going to move on from here.
Right.
I mean, it's not like they could have done the fastball special with a Hulk or Thor. They're not in the movie, right? I mean, you know, they stay away from puny human squabbling or whatever.
I really feel like they're the parents. And all these guys in Civil War are the kids.
Right?
Just acting up.
Man. I mean, they are like the. Let's just be honest. Like, if those motherfuckers took side, you better hope that they're on the same side.
Man,
I feel like because of their bond, they would be on the same side.
No,
on GP.
No, you know, no, I don't think so. You know why? Because Hulk feels that, you know, Thor kind of got him a little bit in Avengers 1. That's why when they was on that ship and they came down after beating all those aliens, Hulk just bam.
Punched him.
Yeah, so I feel like they were like, you know.
No, he missed. He caught him with the hammer, right?
No, not the cartoon one, in the movie.
Oh, man, damn it. I was thinking of the cartoon one.
In the movie, which
nostalgia.
Was pretty awesome. When
that
he
was awesome.
Bam. I was like, damn. But anyway, we're gonna move it on.
Let's move it on to
another woman.
The lower, huh?
Let's go to another woman, which is she's like the lowest on the totem pole, Agent 13.
Okay, but she's not even like in the.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is kind of.
Yeah. I mean, she's not in the.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's like,
the airport scene that they show in the commercial.
Yeah,
she's not in that. I didn't see her in that.
No. Not when she's running on the tarmac. Cause she's probably smart. Like, I don't need to be out there.
Yeah. I mean, she's in that part though with
But do you really want to? But do you really want to include? Okay, so what do you know about Agent 13 really?
I mean, if you go by just off the movies, I mean, Winter Soldier, she lives next to Captain America. I don't think she lives there anymore because he found out.
Yeah,
you know,
obviously.
And she got dismantled and disbanded or whatever.
Right. Okay, well, clearly she's on Cap's side.
Yeah, she's on Cap's side.
Okay.
And I think that's his love interest.
Okay, which means that she's going to die.
Because the reason I say because when was the last time, like, really Marvel killed somebody in their movies, besides Nick Fury and Agent Coulson?
Yeah.
But they brought him back.
They had nerve to bring him back.
Right.
And then they chopped off his hand.
Yeah. Oh, really? See, I haven't.
I told you.
I saw that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Did you see the shield? Did you see? Dude, they gave him the Young Avengers shield.
What?
Dude, okay, so this is messed up. He said Fitz told him that it was kind of weird that the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't have a shield. So his new fucking hand is a fucking shield programmed into it. You see the little light come up to his hand right here?
Wow.
And then it comes up. Dude,
wow.
He shielded him and Simmons, I think, from the rubble falling on him, dude, with the fucking shield.
So does it actually look like Captain America?
Yeah, dude. And it just has an A. It just has like an S or something in the center
shield.
For shield. Yeah.
I feel like he would go and get that signed by Captain America.
Right?
He would go and get that
dude,
signed.
And it's like perfect. It's perfectly circular and everything. I said, I guarantee you next will be hard, like a real hard light construction where you can fire it.
That's awesome.
Can you picture Coulson throwing the fucking light shield?
Yeah.
I can picture Coulson.
Yeah.
I feel like
Tony Stark will need to get a hold of that. Get a hold to that.
Right?
So he can make the modifications like he did in the cartoon.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, Coulson is like the only, I feel like he is the only straight up human that would walk up to a god. I feel like he'd walk up to probably the Hulk and be like, "You don't scare me."
And the Hulk just kicks him.
He probably would, but I feel like the Hulk wouldn't even do it because he'd probably be like, "This motherfucker's stupid. I could crush you."
All right, listen. I actually want to say something about Agent Coulson, but I'll say that for last.
Okay.
I'll say that
so
for last.
Let's go to the most underappreciated member of the entire team. Personally, I'm going to talk about the man. The one who has used his own fingernails as projectiles, Hawkeye.
Wow.
Did you not know that about him?
His own fingernails?
His own fingernails as projectiles, homie. Like, real talk, dude. Hawkeye ain't no joke. I'm trying to tell you people about certain people in these movies, all right? Yesterday we talked about Black Panther being that dude.
I don't think he's underappreciated, though.
Hawkeye is underappreciated, dude. How many memes have you seen? Okay, what about the Saturday Night Live sketch?
I haven't seen that.
Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson herself, standing there talking about Hawkeye. Didn't you bring, there's like 1,000 soldiers out there. And he said, I brought all of my arrows. She said, how many did you bring? All of them. Like 12. And she's like, there's 1,000 soldiers out there. He's like, yeah, and I killed 12 of them. You're welcome.
That's messed up.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
You got in these movies, he's been that dude. He's been keeping up.
Yeah, he's been that dude.
I mean, you got to look. I mean, let's start off on when he first appeared, which is in the Thor film.
Right.
And he was in it for like a hot minute, and he was actually kind of rooting for Thor. Remember, he said, I'm actually rooting for this guy. Remember, Thor didn't have his powers.
And
he was just going through all the S.H.I.E.L.D.'s agents. Easy.
Yeah, because he's fucking, like, dude, he understands the underdog.
And then he was in Avengers, which he actually looked like a beast. I mean, Loki took over his mind, and he basically took out the S.H.I.E.L.D. Carrier by himself.
Man.
I mean, let's be real. And then he went into a battle. I mean, he went into a battle with aliens. And was holding his own.
With a bow and arrow.
With a bow and arrow.
And I've got a bow and arrow.
Then he was in Avengers 2. Still, I mean, granted, he got shot because of Pietro looking at him and everything. But he was still balling in that movie with the Ultron. Holding his own. I look at him and Black Widow as one and the same. Because they're both humans. I mean, they're both human.
No. Black Widow.
She's human.
Black Widow. Okay,
I know
Black
she
Widow's
has,
human, but she is. Okay, first of all.
I know she's been upgraded a little bit.
Yeah, she's the human growth hormones and the steroids and
but
all that
let,
shit.
But let's,
that's
let's,
forcing
I mean,
through
I mean
vein.
But let's be real. I mean, if Hawkeye wants to aim at something, he's not going to miss.
No, he's not. But you know what that is?
He is not going to miss.
But you know what that is? That's true 100% dedication. Hawkeye is actually. And you know what, dude? I didn't want to accept this, but Hawkeye is actually the better archer. I think he's the best archer, like, period, point blank.
I'm going to have to disagree with that one. Now, if you're comparing him and Arrow, yes, but
who's
period?
Better? Who's better?
Okay, Legolas from Lord of the Rings?
He's faster, yeah, but he's not better.
Yeah, he's better.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, maybe we need to obviously.
You need to watch that movie again.
I've watched it. We need to. I'm going to tell you what we need to do.
Legolas.
We need to do a versus. We need to get all of their facts, and we'll do a podcast on a versus between who we think is better. Because I really think that Hawkeye would get it because of the simple fact that.
I don't think he'd come second.
And what's the draw strength on Legolas' fucking bow?
You gotta think he's hit somebody probably maybe almost 2 miles away.
Uh huh.
I haven't seen Hawkeye or Arrow do that.
Hawkeye's draw strength on his, I think it's 450 pounds.
That's a human being pulling that. He hit an orc when it was running from him. He hit an orc.
I know you're talking about like that.
And you saw the arrow going, passing stuff, hit him right between the eyes.
Dude, I'm telling you, Hawkeye is that dude. He took out a moving, freaking flying object without even so much as glancing at it.
Legolas took down an elephant full of like people on it by himself.
And man, that don't mean shit because what did he say?
That only counts as one. Nah, dude. That doesn't count
because they did that in 300.
They did that in 300, but it was a few of them. It was just Legolas.
No.
Yes.
One person. Who? Threw that spear.
One person threw that spear, but if you look at the scene, there's already like three other spears inside the elephant.
Dude, on the side, and they had no effect on him. No effect on him whatsoever.
Why do you think it was taking it down? Why do you think it was freaking out?
It wasn't freaking out. It was charging.
And then after he threw that spear, two more threw spears too.
No, dude.
I guarantee you, if you go back and watch the movie, I guarantee it. But anyway, on to the best archers. I don't even think Hawkeye would come in second. Because we got to throw somebody else in there, right?
What?
Rambo.
How you going to say that?
Remember,
Rambo is a better archer.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Rambo took out a plethora of villains with just his bow and arrow.
Uh-huh. How does that make him a better archer?
He's Rambo.
Oh, my God. He's not Batman, dude. You can't use that for an argument every time we're talking about Rambo.
I mean, he's Rambo.
You can't. I feel like you're talking about Rambo like he's your Chuck Norris.
I mean, if you put him and Chuck Norris in the jungle somewhere, I mean, Rambo's coming out with some Chuck Norris skin wearing it.
Because Chuck Norris gave it to him so that he would spare his life.
Nah.
That's what that happened right there.
Nah. You know, that's the thing I don't understand. Why is Chuck Norris that dude? Like, why is he just that dude?
Hold on a second. If you guys got anything that you want to add or you want to chat about, give us a call here at 646-668-8524.
Once again, that is Just Get Comics at 646-668-8524.
I don't think anybody calls. They don't want to dial that many sixes in a row.
I know, right? Yeah, that's
man. I wish I could change that.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, I know we're getting off topic here. But I don't get that. Like freaking Chuck Norris being that dude. I mean, let's be real. The first time you saw Chuck Norris, he got his butt whooped by Bruce Lee. Granted, Walker, Texas Ranger.
That was that show, though.
I gotta say. It was that show. Are you talking about a rhino?
Yeah, that was that rhino. I thought it was an elephant. Hey, how do you feel that I feel like a rhino could take out an elephant.
No.
I feel like a rhino would take out
not
an elephant.
Not the one from Lord of the Rings. Not the one with all them people on it. Not the one with all the people. Hell no.
Nah. Forward! That little nigga was a beast.
Yeah.
It's sad that he died.
You know what? And the reason why he died, it was his father's fault.
Look at that thing!
It's a little.
Look at it!
The elephant.
He even pierced his hide, bro. Look at the accuracy. Eyeball.
I get
perfect.
That. But an elephant would stomp on that.
It would die from those freaking like spikes.
But still, an elephant would die.
I'm telling you, dude. Hawkeye's got the archer like.
No, he's
mess
good.
On lock.
He's
best
good.
Archer. Period.
Nah,
point
not.
Blank.
He's not. Legolas is that dude.
I'm telling you.
Legolas is that dude.
I'm telling you, dude.
Put them in a fight against each other. Legolas is coming out on top.
I'm telling you, dude. Right now, Hawkeye would easily.
Legolas arrow
come
would go
out,
through Hawkeye's
come,
arrow.
I, he
go
would,
through Hawkeye's arrow and hit Hawkeye in a freaking eye.
Hey, dude, Hawkeye, how do you even spell Legolas' name?
L-E-G-O-L-A-S.
What?
Lego.
It really is, yeah. Lego, right? It really is Lego.
We are really getting off subject here, but
yeah, because Hawkeye,
you know,
is a kid,
we got to go through a podcast of archers.
Yeah,
just
the
archers.
You know what? Matter of fact,
and to make it,
you know,
to make it
next
funny,
podcast will be the Archers podcast.
And you know what? To make it a little funny, we'll put Archer in it. We'll put Archer in it.
No, that's not fair because Archer wins. Archer wins every time.
But let's go to the next one here. Let's go.
All right. So who do we got next up on the roster? So we go to the next. Obviously, clearly.
I feel like we should go to Falcon.
We'll go to his token.
Yeah.
There's one on each team. Actually,
Iron Man has two.
He's progressive.
Yeah.
I really think it's affirmative action. But anyway, so we've got Falcon. Clearly, they're setting him up to be the next Iron Man and the next
Captain America
in the movie
because
he's. Like,
he's always with
so
Cap.
Much. I mean, dude, he is on Cap's nuts so hard, it is ridiculous. So,
like, don't look at me.
So you got Falcon, who's not.
He's like, don't look at me. I do whatever he does, just float.
Man, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like that's fucked up. Don't. It's like, man, really, don't downgrade stuff like
Let's be real.
I understand.
Let's be real.
But
he was running, and this dude was passed him up three times.
Dude,
and he's running around the capital of Washington.
Yeah.
He ran like 13 miles in 30 minutes.
Yeah, and that's jogging for him.
That's crazy.
And he still wasn't tired.
Yeah.
I understand that, but, dude, I feel like they've dumbed down Sam so much. It is ridiculous. Like, remember.
I actually thought they made him better. I feel like they dumped him down. Oh, you talking? Oh, you mean like as far as intelligence?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like. As far as it goes, no, okay. What are you talking about? Are you talking about like his, like action wise?
Well, I feel like they made, like, okay, like you're right in saying that they dumped it down in his intelligence, but they made up for it in his action. Like he's more relevant.
Relevant.
He's more relevant in these movies because I feel like
in the cartoon, he was a secondary
and
character.
He's a secondary character and he's kind of like a little kid.
Yeah, he was, but he's the.
But like in this one, he's like
on the team.
Yeah, in this one, he's a man, you know. He's with the 108th.
Well, I mean, what you expect from Papa Doc? You know what I'm saying?
He was with the 108th Regiment, you know, 108th Regiment. You know, he saw his wingman get killed.
Little did we know, he really did mean his wingman.
Yeah, he's Captain Black. I thought you were a pilot.
I never said that. I wonder, does he have his pilot's license?
I feel like, you know, I feel like his wings look so much better on this one. Have you seen the commercial for him?
No.
It looks so much better.
They made him look, what,
more
like,
Hawkeye-ish. I mean, more Falcon-ish. Yeah.
Wrong bird, sir. Yeah. Wrong bird. All right, so he's not as smart, which upsets me. I would really like to see them do something where he, like, comes back, like, they think that he's not intelligent, and he says something or does something really intelligent. They're like, what? And he's like, well, you know the requirements to get into that program are really high.
You know, I feel
like
I feel like that everybody looking at movie, no black ass up. Anyway,
I know, right? You just ignore him. But I feel like if he said that shit around Tony, like Tony was saying something, wouldn't it be awesome if he
something
corrected
like,
Tony?
He's like, okay. Why are you not on my side?
Right. I feel like that's something that Tony would say. Like, why aren't you fighting on my side again?
Right. So, yeah, that's Captain America, Ace Boon Coon right there. Even over Bucky,
literally his Ace Boon Coon.
Damn!
Wow!
Damn! How true!
Every good superhero has a black man backing them up? You notice that about the Marvel universe? No, just superheroes in general. Recently,
I mean, you have
why is their second always black?
You have Batman and Dark Knight and
Lucius.
Yeah, Lucius. You had
You got Tony and Iron Man.
Tony and Iron Man, damn.
I mean, Tony and War Machine. You got Cap and Sam.
I mean, there's only a few. I mean,
we could probably go on if we really and thought about the Marvel Universe, the cinematic universe here.
You got Batman and Cyborg. Could you look at the New 52 the way it is now?
I mean, but you know, man, he's trying to train Cyborg how to use his own technology. Ain't that about a bitch?
Yeah,
that's the sad part.
And also train him like, you know what? I need to be here every time.
Right.
To babysit y'all.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to teach y'all how to use this stuff. All right, so let's go on to Bucky.
Bucky Mr. Barnes.
Bucky Barnes, dude. All right, so Bucky was basically thrown off of a train. Frozen. He lost his arm when he got thrown off the train. He was frozen, given all kinds of hormones and shit, which explains why he's faster. And then he was pretty goddamn fast on his feet.
I was watching Winter Soldier the other day, right? And they were talking about him when Cap, you know, finally saw his face. He's like, Bucky, like, he didn't even recognize me and everything. And he said in the movie, he was like, yeah, when Bucky was captured, they did experiments on him. That's why he probably survived the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize that. Remember when he got captured and Captain America saved everybody and Bucky?
Mm-hmm.
And then Bucky was like on the table and he got him. So I figured that's when they must have injected something into him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it would in a rise. And then when he fell off the train, so, and he fell off the train, that's when he survived that fall.
Mm.
That's what I'm figuring from that.
They already injected him.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
And let's just go over Bucky real quick. I mean, he's an assassin. He's pretty much the anti-Captain America. With a metal arm.
Yeah.
And now you're putting these two guys on the same team. And you know what? I'm gonna go to the trailer real quick. Okay, you know the scene where Captain America and Bucky is literally beating the dog crap out of Iron Man?
Yeah.
I feel like that should be the end of the movie. I know they need to show more, but that should be the end of the movie.
The end of the movie is where he puts the that damn dude, because he hit him with that shield, and then it looks like he drives it deeper into him.
Yeah.
What if he cracks the goddamn the reactor with that?
Oh, the Tony's dead. No, but you know what? He doesn't need that. He doesn't need that anymore. Remember, he got it taken out.
The suit was shut down.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But I feel like that fight should end right there, because Captain America and Winter Soldier on Iron Man, who really can't fight. And I've just been watching a lot of Marvel stuff lately. And
that's
like, and it's like, even when Iron Man fought Thor for like a hot second, there's no way he should have kept up with Thor. Thor has like 5,000 years of battle experience.
Yeah.
He's keeping up with Thor? No. And you just became Iron Man? No. I don't care what that suit had.
No. I think Thor was being extremely nice when he was dealing with him.
See, the thing, you know,
that's what I think.
You know what the sad part is? You know what the sad part is, though? We wouldn't know that because how much they have dialed down Thor's abilities in these movies. That's why I like the director for Ragnarok. I hope he does a good job. I hope he does a great job for Thor. Because he, like they say, he's a really good director. And they said his movie's supposed to change everything in Marvel. So I can't wait to that.
Hey, dude, real talk, I have heard nothing but good things about Ragnarok coming around, man.
Man.
Like, I cannot wait to see what they're going to do when this movie comes around. I want to see a trailer, like some kind of stock footage. Like, let me know what's going on in this movie.
They're really keeping this under wraps right now. I'm happy about.
But you know how Disney is, dude. When that shit gets, like, Disney don't release nothing.
You know what I feel like Disney would do? Let DC release something. Let DC release something. Disney's like, oh, I want y'all to. Ooh, please release something so we can just kill y'all for a second.
Let me just kill y'all for a second.
It's kind of like they did for the Batman v Superman. Batman v Superman was coming out in that week, and all of a sudden they released the trailer that has Spider-Man in it.
Man.
I was like,
dude, they ain't had no choice. They didn't have no choice.
And
because if they did, dude.
I was literally sitting there watching it after I watched it, because, like, Spider-Man is my favorite superhero. Sitting there watching. I was
going
like,
to throw that out there.
I don't even want to see. I don't even want to see Batman and Superman anymore. I don't even care. I don't even care, man.
I felt like you felt that for a brief moment.
No, I really did. Until the day I went to see Batman v Superman. Then after I saw it, I was like, okay, it was a cool movie, but bring us Civil War.
You and Spider-Man.
Dude, that's
you
my Spider-Man. That's my boy right there, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Hey, man, I feel like every time I feel like straight up Craig, dude, with you every single time. Make y'all Spider-Man's nuts, dog.
I feel like if I had to combine two heroes together, like it told me, hey, here you go. Here's a radioactive spider, and it's two, what's it called? Two cases. It's two cases. Two glass cases. In this case on the right, mm-hmm. is a radioactive spider.
Okay.
And it bites you, get Spider-Man's powers.
Right. Okay.
In this case, is a Green Lantern ring.
Is a Green Lantern? Wow, really?
And I'm like,
those are the two that you would join, Green Lantern and Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was gonna say Flash, but I feel like Spider-Man's agility he's fast anyway. Because I was watching a lot of Spider-Man stuff today too,
mm-hmm.
and he's honestly that dude. Spider-Man 2, not amazing. Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire, best Spider-Man 2 ever. Best Spider-Man movie ever. Until this new Spider-Man movie come out, if it's that good. But that movie is the best Spider-Man movie ever.
Completely disagree.
I'm telling you.
Completely disagree.
That is the best Spider-Man movie ever.
Completely disagree.
What are you going to say?
Completely disagree.
Which one are you going
to... I would honestly have to say, if they were to look at me and be like, hey, choose your two powers, and I'm just going to, you know, I got to go with...
you got to choose one Marvel, one DC.
Yeah. Cool. I already got it, dude. Like, I didn't even have to think about it that hard.
Cool.
In one box, I have the very thing, the chemicals and the lightning to create the fastest man on the planet.
Okay.
And then,
okay,
after I have taken those chemicals, there's only one way to activate it.
What?
I need to be worthy.
So you have?
I need to be Thor's worthy. Hammer. That's right, baby.
So you have Thor's hammer on one side. And you have Flash on the other side.
Boom! Slam down the hammer, dog, and I am Thor Flash, dude. I am probably the most powerful being, period, point blank. I have the power of Mjolnir in my hand, the most powerful thing in the galaxy. And, nigga, I'm just too fast.
That sounds pretty cool. I feel like mine is better than yours.
I feel like I would eat you for breakfast.
I feel like mine is better than yours.
I'd eat you for breakfast.
And the reason why I say this is, I'll say this. I'm not going to, like, if we have to put versus against each other, mm-hmm. I'm not going to put Marvel versus Marvel in, because clearly Thor is going to probably wreck Spider-Man.
Well, that's not Marvel versus Marvel.
But I'm just talking about from side to side. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go, I would use my Green Lantern ring mm-hmm. on the Mjolnir, because I feel like Green Lantern's ring is more powerful than Mjolnir.
How do you feel that?
Because I feel like the Green Lantern ring, there's no limit to that power. The reason I'm saying that, because
no limit is your imagination.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Whereas Thor's hammer, you know, you cannot be worthy and you wouldn't even know it. You can do something and just not be worthy anymore. You know? And then you got to think about it. If you throw that hammer somewhere like they did in Thor 2 and everything, when he's fighting that,
when he kept going in and out of the dimension.
Yeah, and he was calling it, and the hammer just like.
It kept trying to find him, though.
Armor got you. Damn! I gotta go.
But see, that's just it. That hammer is an extension of him. I feel like with me, with the speed force inside me, that hammer is now imbued with the power surging through me into the speed force, which now I feel like would make me even faster.
See, now.
And let's not forget, he can move at supersonic speed.
He can. And now I feel like I can counter that. And the reason why I can't counter that, because not only do I have a Green Lantern ring, which is the most powerful weapon in the universe,
mm-hmm.
I have Spider-Man's powers. That's including his spider senses.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're running pretty fast, I can pretty much sense where you're going. And just watching Amazing Spider-Man 2 today again, because mm-hmm. I watched like literally all of them. Just watching that part, remember when he was flipping and Electro had his electricity going and those two people about to touch the pole.
Uh-huh.
And everything.
I love that part.
And he was like,
I love that part.
Wow. He squeezes web, stopped the police car from hitting.
Yeah.
Then did a backflip, got one web, threw it to the other side, got the laser.
I love that part where he did
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That part was awesome.
He was like, got one web, grabbed it, threw it to the left side, shot the other web, grabbed them, pulled them off,
dude.
Then did a backflip.
That was a split second.
Man.
That I feel like that was probably the best nod to his speed that
yeah.
I have ever seen
yeah.
in any movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
dude, do you understand the amount of movements that you would have had to conduct to get that kind of I don't even know what to call it.
And then you gotta think
it's precision.
And then you gotta think his brain processed that like
that. Quick.
Because the part when he did the flip, it kind of froze a little bit, and then he saw everything. He was
yeah.
going to backwards, and he saw everything.
He scanned
it. Everything was going on. He saw the electricity going, people about to touch it, the little kid, everything. And I was like, yo, like, Spider-Man, it's like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I would wreck you.
I still would like to point out that as slow as he can make everything, it doesn't change for the fact that he is still not an Atto second fast.
I still feel like
as much as those spiders, I feel like spider senses will fall short of the Speed Force, Barry Allen, any day. And the reason being
and
is
you're
because,
exactly right. But I have the most powerful weapon in the universe.
But it doesn't mean anything if it can't keep up with me.
Fueling every power that I have already.
It can't keep up with me.
It's like I already have this.
Would you make yourself a suit out of the ring?
Yes, I would.
A spider? Would it be?
A
what
spider
would,
suit.
What would the colors be?
It would be green.
Would you? Wouldn't do like the blue and red would like hint some green in there?
No, it'd be
like
blue. It'd be green and black.
Green. Oh, sexy.
Yeah.
That's very John Stewart of you.
Yes. But I feel like if I had the Green Lantern ring, I was like, do I really need fighter power?
Wow. See, why would you throw your thing?
But then here's
you're
the
not
thing.
Accepting.
No, but stuff. No. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. The only thing I would take from that is, for one, the strength. And the spider senses.
Not at all, sir.
Because I don't need anything else. Because I can fly.
Dude, you need everything.
What do I don't
need
web.
To be yourself.
I don't need web.
Where's your imagination?
No.
Imagine what you could do with those webs.
Exactly.
You wouldn't need the electronic webbing like
no,
that.
I don't.
No, not at all.
You know why I don't need that? Because I have my Green Lantern ring. I can imagine webs.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you're still using it. I mean, the ability to create them in your mind.
I mean,
think of how strong they would be because you know the chemical compound to create them, right?
Well, I don't
your
need to do
will
that.
Would make them even more. Well, remember, that's what I'm saying. Remember, John Stewart's constructs are much stronger because of his ability to understand where every bolt. That's what I'm saying. If you have
I'm
knowledge
about,
of.
Yeah, I'm talking about the physical part.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need the actual
the,
web shooters.
The electronics.
Yeah, I don't need the web shooters.
And then
I don't need the suit.
I'd like to point out, you know, I've seen Green Lantern be taken out by electricity before. Wouldn't his Green Lantern be able to insulate him?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know, that's what I'm talking about with that continuity issue. This is why I was just listening to Deadpool Killustrated recently, and his issue was continuity.
But you know what, though? It is, but it isn't. And the reason why is because, okay, if you don't know that, hey, my ring could conduct electricity, you can't really will yourself to know that. You know what I mean? Like, so if I shoot you with electricity, it's not going to be like, this is not going to hurt me. Because if you shoot me with electricity and I have a green lantern ring, I'm going to be like, you're not going to hurt me. Because I can conduct it. I can just easily just, bam, let it go through.
Yeah,
but if I don't know that, then I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. He has electricity. Like, you know?
Yeah, okay, so then what's Al's excuse?
He's an idiot.
And everybody else's excuse, every other lander.
Because I feel like John... Even though Hal Jordan is the greatest Green Lantern ever, it's already been said in comic books. I have no choice in the matter,
yeah.
And I don't have an opinion in that matter. But I feel like John Stewart's better, and I feel like Guy Gardner is better. He became Ion. He wielded all of the rings. And we got off subject though.
Man,
but,
hey dude, we got to do the very last person, the man, the myth, the legend.
We didn't even go over Ant-Man.
Hey man, but I mean, like, is he really okay? Let's do Ant-Man real quick because that nigga flew on an arrow,
which is awful.
Let's do Ant-Man real quick because he flew on an arrow.
I mean, what can we really go with Ant-Man?
Okay, let me ask you this: how do you think Ant-Man came to follow Cap rather than Iron Man? I would think that considering
you didn't see the it was like
I haven't been watching the trailers because it's coming out this Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, why would I want to watch the trailers and ruin this for myself?
Yeah, it was like a little short trailer, and he was just like, okay, remember Barry Allen when he met Batman?
Yeah.
That's what I was when he met Captain America.
Oh, so he's sneaking like, out.
Oh, my God. You're Captain America. Man, nice to meet you.
Oh, I saw that one. He was like, yeah, I know you too. And
he's like, I'm shaking hands too long.
God, dude, I hate Scott Lang.
And I feel like he's gonna be on Cap's side because of the fact he fought Falcon and everything.
And he feels bad for it, or what?
I think he feels a little bad for it.
Because you know he's gonna be throwing it in his face that he beat him.
Because I'm wondering how did Hawkeye know him? Because remember Hawkeye brought him.
Yeah.
So how did Hawkeye?
Oh, that's right. Because he fought him. That's a nice connection. I like that.
Yeah, man.
I do like that.
Yeah.
All right, well, then let's move on to these last little bit of time. Let's move on to the man,
the myth, the legend,
Captain America, the only man to die and then come back.
Wow. Somebody said Civil War is going to suck.
Oh, snap. Tele Zero says Civil War is going
to
suck.
I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Ew, man, I'm so upset.
I'm going to have to disagree with him.
You're going to have to disagree. What the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
How the hell can you say that Civil War is going to suck?
Pretty much. Okay. Thank you, James Earl Jones.
Thank you. Hey, no problem. I'm going to go hang out with Carrie. Dude, Captain America, the only human that I've ever seen hit the Incredible Hulk and actually make him, like,
stumble.
Man, like, he rocked him.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Let's get this straight. Now, Thor has put him on his ass with a punch before, but we're talking about this is a human being who punched him so hard. And then on top of that, has taken his hits and gotten up and continued to fight him.
Yes.
No real hope of winning.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about he went after him with jumping and ninja shit. No, he went toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
Cap's point was strength. This is clearly about strength. Let's do it then. And I think the Hulk respects him a little bit for that.
No, I feel like if people didn't step in, Cap would have died.
Oh, no, definitely.
Yeah, he would have died.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he wouldn't have died. That's for damn sure.
But I do commend him for doing that.
Yes, clearly.
I really,
you know what, though? That's what you say, because he does have the ability to inspire somebody.
I'm telling you.
Think about it. Cap is stepping to the Incredible Hulk. Man, if I was Hawkeye with arrows, I'd be like, man, I got to do something. Shit. Like, I need to. Come on, Natasha. We need to figure this out.
And I feel like with this movie and the way Cap is and the people that he has on his team, it fits because, like we discussed, like we said earlier, Iron Man has a powerhouse over there.
Yes, he does.
He's got
vision.
I mean, he really does. He has vision. He has himself. He has War Machine. He has he has Black Panther. And
man, he has everything that technology could possibly offer.
And he has the other man, the myth, the legend, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Man, I'm a
bitch.
Man, fuck
I like how to make him 15, though, like, when he took the shield.
Man, fuck Spider-Man, though.
Hey, everyone.
He is. He's a kid.
He's really a kid. But fine, Aunt May. Man, that chick playing Aunt May, man, she bad. Yo. You know, I need to put that on Twitter, man. Let me put that on Twitter. I'm going to log off Periscope real quick, guys. No, my phone died. Oh.
Oh, no more Periscope.
That's all right.
Oh.
But anyway.
Hey, man, look, let me just real quick, man, before we get out of here, I'm just curious. I'm gonna touch on a little bit of this, a little real life.
We got 1 minute, 6 seconds. Go.
What's going on with this Donald Trump shit, bro? This is the life part. You know what I'm saying? What is going on with this Donald Trump shit? Bernie Sanders took one state, Hillary Clinton took five, and Trump took six.
What the fuck?
I
feel like all the racists are just coming out. Like he is rallying them.
There are so many fucking
racists in
the United States of America that can vote.
When he said that let's make America the way it used to be,
you're not kidding.
He is really not kidding.
Considering that we are two young black non-successful.
No, we are. I'm speaking into existence.
Two young black entrepreneurs.
Okay.
I don't feel like we have a place in Donald Trump's America.
I feel like black people don't have a place in Donald Trump's America.
I feel like anybody that is not considered to be white has a place in Donald Trump's America.
I feel like if he becomes president and we don't have that much time, it's going to get to a point where we're walking down the street, we look at a white girl. What are y'all looking at?
Are we going back to that?
I feel like I get to that point, I'm like, man, nah, man. Heck no, man. I mess around and go to Africa.
You just going to go to Africa?
I can go to Africa.
You know what Eddie said?
What?
You gotta bring some extra nostrils because you don't burn those. Right.
Oh, yeah.
You don't burn those right.
Oh, we can go over? We can go over?
Yeah, dog.
You sure?
Man, we fucking pay for this, okay? Like,
all
right. Like, our motherfucking money. Now, like, it's gonna red light us all you want, but, like, it's like, man, fuck you. We can do this. All
right.
Hey, man.
In case it's just BTV and Biscuit, just in case it goes off, but, and we're good.
Hey, man, look.
We're just going to keep it going.
Hey, pretty much. So look, this is like the after. This is like the after.
Afterthought.
Yeah, afterthought. So you're dealing with this Donald Trump shit, man. Look, I'm just gonna be real because this is like the after, the show end part. And then Donald Trump's a bitch. And if I end up dying, like, after that nigga become president, you tell that motherfucker I said so and you replay this show.
Here's what
like, hey, man, Skid called it.
Here's what I honestly think. I don't think he's going to become president. And the reason why I don't think he's going to become president is because he's too over the top. And when I mean that he's too over the top, I feel like the government is kind of in on this stuff a little bit. Because I feel like, let me put this outlandish, crazy guy saying all this different stuff in front of you, and I'm just gonna hide
here. Right here. I'm pulling the string.
I'm gonna hide. Which is really I'm gonna hide basically the Antichrist behind him.
Oh!
I feel like
did you really just throw that
yes,
in here?
Yes, I did. I'm gonna hide the Antichrist behind him.
Oh!
Come in, swoop up and say,
shit!
Hey, don't listen to Trump. Listen to me. I'm for you. Blah 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 and everything. But that you know that's just the way I feel about it.
Oh shit! You know what? I'm inclined to agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, man, I guess we'll have to wait and see, man. I hope everybody, all the nerds, get out there and go and vote, man. Don't vote for him. At this point, I just...
No, don't tell him not to vote for him. I mean, people got
no,
for,
don't vote
freedom
for
of choice.
Him. I mean, no, fuck that, dude.
Hey, no. See, now this is about to be Civil War because I'm being capped right now. We need the freedom to choose.
You can't give them... You can't give the people the freedom to choose a man like this.
You have the freedom to choose.
I do not have the freedom to choose such ignorance. I don't want to choose ignorance.
If
we need to stand up against ignorance, and we need to fight those who are ignorant the only way we can.
Yes, but we have a choice to do.
We will not choose to fight ignorance. We must fight ignorance.
I don't like the cut of your jib.
You know what? I don't like the cut of your eyebrows.
Civil War. Oh, we got a camera.
They can't see us, Brandon.
All right,
you guys.
I don't want to end this on a somber note. I don't want to end on that. We're going to end on something else. You know what? And real, I'm going to just do this because we're going to end on a happy note.
Okay.
I'm just going to geek out over Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. I'll
tell y'all about this guy, man.
Oh, my God. Dude.
If y'all don't go see this movie, if y'all don't know why y'all should go see this movie, go see it for that guy. Go see it for that guy. Please, go see it for that guy. From what all the people are telling me, this is the best Spider-Man. This is the best Spider-Man. Oh, see that's, there it is. I'll talk over that because that's my theme song.
Spider-Man. My boy Just Be TV.
Just Be
we
TV.
We out of here on the Spider-Man note.
Yeah. Spider-Man. Radioactive Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man.